So if you ever noticed, a lamppost has a box, a base at the bottom. Mike could use it to climb and usually stand up on it and you twirl around. You could like stand on the box. It's very fun if you're 3 or 4 years old. The problem is, does it mess up all the Erevin in Kew Garden Hills? So we have to understand the halacha. What in the world is Pischei Shamoi? Quoted in the Gemara, Erevin by Erev, by the Lechi of an Erev, and also quoted in regards to Mezuzah. So what is Pischei Shamoi? So the Gemara explains what Pischei Shamoi. First the Gemara says, if you have a Pischei Shamoi, it doesn't work for a Lechi, and the other Gemara says, you don't have to put a Mezuzah on such a door. So everyone's excited. What exactly is a Pischei Shamoi? Fortunately, or unfortunately, from the Gemara, there's not much of an explanation. The Gemara says it's a lifsa or something. It says another word which means nothing to the average person. So what is that? So we need the Rishonim to define. The problem is there seems to be a stira in Rashi's what it is. And the Rishonim debate what a Pischei Shamoi is. So one explanation, which is Rashi and Menachos, says that it's missing the top part of the door. So you basically just have one side, one vertical beam, another vertical beam, but it doesn't have, I guess, the cross beam. I don't know how to say it in English, but, you know, the mashkof. It's the
transom,
I don't know, the piece which goes across horizontally and across the top of the door, just missing that. So you just have two vertical posts. According to that explanation, so if you have such a door, it's pater from mezuzah, and obviously it wouldn't serve as a tzuris ha-pesach because it's missing that top piece, etc. Comes along the other Rashi in the different Masechta, and this is the Rashi in Erevin, and you know what he says it means? Even Yotzeis, the Even Nichnas. In other words, the side of the door, the vertical piece, instead of being straight up like this, has jagged rocks that jut out of the side. So you have your side post, but it's not just a nice clean slat of wood going up. It's jagged rocks like a brick wall, which basically you have a car that smashes through a wall, and all the video games, you think of, I don't know, these car ride a car smashed through the wall. So what are you left with? You're left with a bunch of bricks like jutting out when they need a big car frame that went smashed through. So that is, according to the Gemara, maybe not with all the cars going through walls, the examples, but that's really what a Pischei Shamoi is, according to Rashi in Erevin. So
that's how they used to build.
That's how they used to build, but this is a messed up building, because this is a building which seems to have like the bricks jutting in and out in a messed up
form. Smooth like we have today.
So, yeah, but it probably wasn't as Evan Nichnas, Evan Yotze. It sounds like this is like a messed up side. So the way I understood it is jagged. I understand that it's kind of like...
What does jagged mean? 2 inches coming out or 4 feet?
I don't know. I understood it more, and the picture that they quote in some of these modern Erevin books seems to be that like it's the wall just wasn't smooth. It had a pretty bad builder. The builder was supposed to like make it neat so you don't cut your arm as you're walking through the door, and the builder kind of like messed it up. Another way to think, if you think of a fence which is smashed, so it doesn't have an even side, it just has now jagged pieces from the fence sticking out, so you walk through it. Seems like this is not an opening. This is not really a door. This is really just a crack in a wall. So it doesn't constitute a wall for mezuzah purposes. Fine. The Torah, how does the Torah paskin? So the Torah in Hilchos Mezuzah paskins that Evan Nichnas, Evan Yotze, that's pater from mezuzah. Okay. Says the Beis Yosef, well, hello, what about the other Shita? The other Shita tells you the only time you're pater from mezuzah, the only time it doesn't count as a wall is when it's mamish missing the whole top piece. But if you have a jagged wall, you would still be chayiv in mezuzah, says the Beis Yosef, and it would still count as a side of a lechi for an Erev. So says the Beis Yosef, how come the Torah doesn't learn this way? And the Beis Yosef leaves it tzarachin. Based according to this, the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, rather, Shulchan Aruch, doesn't pass in the din of Pischei Shamoi at all. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, there's nowhere where it says that a Pischei Shamoi is pater from mezuzah. There's nowhere that it says that a Pischei Shamoi cannot serve as the side of your Tzuris HaPesach. So in other words, if you have a jagged wall as one half of the lechi, another jagged wall on the other side which serves as a as the other side of the lechi, and you have a horizontal piece across the side, that's a perfectly good Tzuris HaPesach. You could build that around your neighborhood, according to Shulchan Aruch. The problem is that many of the Achronim disagree. And they all say, well, yeah, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention Pischeich Shamoi, I just read to you a Rashi that says, if the Evan is Nichnas, the Evan is Yotze, if it's a jagged wall, it's if it's not a straight line, a straight vertical line as your Lechi, it's no good of a Lechi. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskins that way, the Chazon Ish is Machmir that way. According to them, if you build a light post, but instead of the light post going straight up, the light post is jagged. I don't know, it's a really bad, some builder, a Con Ed, had decided to play a joke, and it goes, you know, like crisscross pole. I don't know, maybe it's fancy or new age, right? So therefore, that would be no good as a lechi, according to these Achronim, because it goes crisscross. Oh, so what about the box? One more thing before we get to the box. Comes along the Makar Chaim and says, no, wait one second. There's a difference between mezuzah and erevin. It's a very famous Makar Chaim that you can't compare mezuzah to erevin. For a mezuzah, what do you need to do to have, what's the key word when you think of mezuzah? You think of, starts with the D, a door. You need a door for a mezuzah. You need, like, mezuzahs go by the door, door post, fine. So for mezuzahs, if you have a jagged side, that's not a door. No one builds their door with jagged edges around the door. You'll cut your arm every time. Oh, for erevin, good. For erevin, you don't need necessarily an exact door. All you need is a tzuris ha-pesach, no? Oh, so says the Makor Chaim, no. Because for a mezuzah, yes, it needs to be technically a tzuris ha-pesach. It has to be two on the side and one on top. But the one, this is, you're not making a tzuris ha-pesach. There's no special halach of a tzuris ha-pesach by a mezuzah. You're really creating a halachic door. But for erevin, it's a lam de shechilk. For erevin, all you need is a tzuris ha-pesach. If that's the case, jagged edges on the side can make a tzuris ha-pesach, but it can't make a shem door. Now that would mean that for mezuzah, if you have jagged edges, you're putter from mezuzah. But jagged edges help us for erevin. Now we apply it to our box. Now it's a radical Makar Chaim, who's very lenient. Remember, the Chazon Ish, Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yosser. Comes along Rabbi Olbaum, 1970, in the second to last debate between the Mitzvah Rav and Rav Olbaum. Next week we'll do the final one, is that we didn't build a light pole. We didn't build a light lamppost. Con Ed did. We'll deal with that next week. Comes along the Mitzvah Rav and says, hello, the box at the bottom of the lamp post means that the lamp post is not straight. It's basically crisscross. Why?
Does it make a difference, that
rove of the lamp post? Does it make a rove? Because what's the most important part? The bottom part. And the bottom part is very thick, that box. And then it gets very thin. You know what that looks like? A crisscross lamp. This is what the Mitzvah Rav said to Rav Olbaum. Rav Olbaum comes back and says, I've got three responses to that. Well, but Lovet doesn't make... Lovet is when something is within three tefachim, so you can combine it together halachically. But this is a little bit confusing, because for Lovet doesn't work to create something which is not... It doesn't make something which is X into Y. It could combine two things halachically. But here you have a problem. You basically have a crooked new age light lamppost. Because the lamppost is not just a stick, it's a fat thing at the bottom, which gets narrow, which is really kind of the same way of saying a lamppost which goes crisscross. It's not a straight up pole. It's a big, fat, thick thing on the bottom, which gets narrow. So the big, fat, thick thing at the bottom is really sticking out from the regular straight line. So that should be, says the Mitzvah Rav, should be a pischei shimoi. This is what he says to Rabbi Olbaum. Says three responses. Number one, he says, the Makar Chaim, he says, look, we could rely on this Makar Chaim for sure. Makar Chaim says, this is only a problem for mezuzah. So very good, don't put up a mezuzah on a light lamppost. You don't have to put up a mezuzah on a lamppost if you're building a lamppost as your doorway. But in terms of erevin, it should be fine. He says also, the Chazon Ish, he got very mad, or he got strong at the Mitzvah Rav. He says, the Chazon Ish was only being machmir based on certain cases, but the Chazon Ish would not say that our erev is puzzle. So he says, for sure, the Kugar Nel's erev is not puzzle based upon this. That's number two. And number three, let me read to you, is one liner. Yeah. It says, Adraba, etzem ho'amudim ba'atzmusam he'misharim v'chavakim. The actual lamppost is very straight and no jagged edges. Umashilamata bolates vivo sakone. The fact that there's a bottom base, havozel basishalahem. This is not a jagged edge, it's the base. Vichichi saronu im yeshwakone basis hamachubrolo ashru omedala vutakua besocho. Is there any problem to take your stick and put it on a base and put the base in the ground? No, says Rav Olbaum. It's not like it's a jagged edge of the straight line vertically going up. It's just a base which is connecting the lamp into the ground. Therefore, if Olbaum says it's not a problem, Vavikinasik Amud Echad, he says. It's Amud Echad, and in fact, the Nite Gavriel says the exact same thing. That no, what do you mean? It's just a base. It's not a problem. The final issue, we'll just end with this, is, well, what about the sign? What about the Harry Van Arsdale sign, which is on the lamppost? So you put the string on top, that we took care of last week, you're very frum, you put the string all the way on top, you've got your lamppost, you got your base, but in the middle of the lamppost, you've got a sign that says, Harry Van Arsdale Jr. Well, coming out, right? Or Jewel Avenue.
So if you have a no parking sign on the
lamppost. Or a no parking sign. You have something sticking out in the middle. So it's not a problem for the string on top. We just said that last week. The string's all the way on top, no problem for the string. But hello, doesn't it then become Pischei Shamoi? This is what Rev Mitarov said. Why? Because in the middle now, it's a jagged piece. Says the Nite Gavriel. Nite Gavriel says it's a... He says it's Karuchalov. He says it's this new piece which you're just adding on. It doesn't mean that the lamppost has a jagged edge. It just means you're taking a sign and tying it around. And then they want, then the Remitarov wanted to say, well, according to Ataz, you're now going to have a hefsik. You're now going to have a break between the lechi and the string on top. Says Rav Olbaum, okay, the sign in the middle is not a break between it. The only problem with a break is if you had this long lamppost, and then right before the string on top, you'll put a Harry Van Arsdale sign right there, in between the lamppost and the string going on top. Then you'd have a problem, says Rav Olbaum. Other than that, no problem. 3 for 3 weeks, our Erev is good. Stay tuned for week number 4. What about, we don't build Con Ed, Con Ed builds it. So how can we use it if we didn't build it? Stay tuned to next week. All right, stay tuned to next week.